This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and hey, I've been gone for a couple of days. You have too. It was the weekend. I hope you're gone, because I don't want to be here on the weekends either. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, the, man, there's so much that took place this weekend. And I sure as heck can't keep up. I can't keep up with it all. I don't even try. All right, got a great night for you. I always have a great night for you, don't I? Look, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things going on up there that I hope that you can enjoy and have fun with. Smarter people than I. Yes, whether you like it or not, smarter people than I are in the chat room. Some of you don't believe me, but I'm telling you it's true. You know, you ready? Bridget Gabriel is going to join me. She's the president of the ActForAmerica.org, also the author of They Must Be Stopped. Now, Bridget's been on, too many shows to remember or mention. Remember, God, I'm having trouble with Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip tonight. They're not quite working the way I want them to work, you know? So the, I think you guys heard, I don't want to beat this up, because you've heard it all day long, right? You heard that the federal judge in Texas beat down Obama's transgender bill, or, I'm sorry, transgender edict, right? We try to tie it into Title IX, which has nothing to do with what he was trying to tie it into. So another one of his executive orders gets flushed, which makes me very happy. I'm good with that. And since that's old news, let's talk about good stuff, new stuff, real stuff, right? I know, you guys familiar with Uber? Uber? It's like a pseudo, I guess it's a pseudo taxi company. You can get a ride. These drivers are supposed to be checked out. And you can get, it's basically a cab ride anywhere you want to go. They just do it a little differently. So, Uber and the other ride-sharing apps are out-competing taxis by offering a better service. Government doesn't like that. Well, government, unions, other places like that. They can't stand it. My home state of Massachusetts, has figured out a way to make some money off of this. Now, what I think is funny about this, again, you know, capitalism, the reason it can't work, or it has a hard time working here in this country, because I'm not so sure it's really capitalism, right? Every time the government steps in and tweaks it and does something to it and makes them change something, how much capitalism do you have left? Now, take Massachusetts. They decided to levy a 5-cent fee. Let's not call it a tax. On every single trip arranged by a ride-sharing service. That would be annoying on its own, but guess this. You know why they want to do it? They want to do it because the cab companies are losing money to Uber, and now we're going to subsidize the cab companies. Now, see, the Uber driver, I don't know in Massachusetts if they have to have a taxi cab emblem. I'd have to find out if you have to have a license to be a taxi cab, because it's a rideshare program. The government will take the money generated from the fee, create a sort of bailout or subsidy for the failing taxi industry. But, you know, that's not totally true. Because anytime the government takes control of something, wants to use it or manage the money, you should hear that flushing sound every single time that nickel's paid. Because, you know, out of the nickel, what do you think? Half a cent? Three quarters of a cent will make it to the taxi company? So the ride-sharing companies I don't blame them. I speak out, too. I don't think we should be in the business of subsidizing potential competitors, said Carol Avkov, the chief executive of FASN, the Boston Area Ride-Sharing Service. The fee was signed into law by Governor Charles Baker, another Republican politician with a shaky understanding of what constitutes a truly free market. Look, any Republican governor in Massachusetts, I'm not so sure how Republican, I guess he's a Massachusetts Republican. Now, the state's Mass Development Agency, a crony corporatist sinkhole of misappropriated funds, if ever there was one, will be responsible for figuring out how to spend the money to best help the taxi industry. Yeah, this, if you want to know why that big dig was 80 times over budget or something like that, I don't know what it was, horrendous amount of money, went into the billions and billions of dollars. And they all knew that back then. When they started that big dig in Massachusetts where they took all the overhead highways, freeways, that kind of thing, and they stuck them in the ground. I mean, that stuff had been in the air almost 100 years, some of it. Now, they're going to take that money, they're going to put it in a bucket, and they're going to figure out how to help the taxi industry grow. Now, one idea is to help the taxis adopt new technologies. I guess they want to get past the, two-way radio, and I'll pick you up in the corner of. And that probably means they're using an app to hail a cab, so Massachusetts is robbing Peter to pay Paul. So they're taking money from one cab company, I'm just boiling it down, and they're giving it to another. Does this sound like a really weird version of socialism? Right? Now, if it was communism, the government would own the cab company outright. But think about this. You got competing cab companies. One's not making enough money. The other one's making money hand over fist, so we have to take money from cab company B, move them over to cab company A, and everybody would be happy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Bridget Gabriel joins me to talk about her, among other things, we are going to talk about her new book, They Must Be Stopped. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I told you guys they're going to get a disco ball one of these days. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. But I'll tell you what's more important. Head up to the website. The right-hand side of the website, little box, I want you to put your name in there. I don't want you to put your name in there. I want you to put your email address in there, because every week I let you know what's going on in the show, some of the guests we're going to have, what we're going to be doing, and what we're going to be talking about. And I want you engaged and involved. I don't want you just listening. I don't want you just yelling at the radio. I really want you to get engaged in the conversation. If you want to send me an email, I know plenty of you are much more comfortable doing that. Joe at therealside.com. That's Joe at therealside.com. Now, my next guest, I got to tell you something. You know, if you want to get down to the experts as to what's going on in the world, what's going on in the quote-unquote Muslim community or what radical Islam, this is the lady that you need to talk to. This is the lady you need to get a hold of her book. She's got a book out there right now called They Must Be Stopped. Bridget Gabriel joins me. She's the president of ActForAmerica.org. Bridget, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Joe. I'm delighted to be back with you.
And thank you for staying up. I really appreciate it. Big time.
Oh, See what I do for you.
No, wait a minute. Now you sound like my mother. My God. give us, as they say, a Reader's Digest of what the book is about, and then we'll go from there.
Well, I mean, the book is about radical Islam and its rise worldwide and what we need to do to stop it. I mean, this is no longer a situation that is contained in the Middle East where people can say, oh, it's over there. They've been fighting each other for 1,000 years. Let them all kill each other. Who cares? Well, we do care, because right now the crazies that were over there are now over here. And no matter where you live in Western nations, whether Australia, Canada, America, or anywhere, right now we are suffering from radical Islamists, homegrown jihadists, whatever you want to call them, who have infiltrated our societies, who wish to do us harm, and who are basically just etching little at little, just picking at our freedoms, at the way we live, trying to shove their ways of life down our throat, and basically we're fed up with it, and we need to deal with it as a nation, and that's what the book talks about. How to they must be stopped is the title, and the subtitle is Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It.
Now, Brigitte, with all these refugees coming over the borders, and let's just stick with Europe for a moment, with the influx of refugees in the European nations, why aren't the other Muslim nations, why don't they seem to open up their arms to welcome their brothers in to help them out?
That's a great question, Joe, and actually that should tell us something. When their own brethren, especially oil-rich nations in the Middle East, like Saudi Arabia, like all the Gulf states, who do not want to have anything to do with them, they're not taking them in. But that also poses the question, as are they really refugees? Are they truly Syrian refugees? Or are these people from all the Islamic nations and North Africa who have found an opportunity to infiltrate Europe and, under the guise of refugees? I mean, I work with reporters. I have friends who are reporters, as you well know. I come from a media background. I used to be news anchor for World News in the Middle East in the 80s. So I still have contacts with reporters. And my friends, who are covering the refugee population in Europe, they walk into a refugee camp and they start talking to people in Arabic. Some of these people don't even speak Arabic, which tells you they're not from Syria. Some of them cannot even tell you what city in Syria they come from. And when you start talking with them in Arabic, all of a sudden they change and they start speaking to you in English and they start trying to change the subject or they go away, which basically tells you that these are people you need to be concerned with, and they're basically trying to suck off the system in Europe. They are either coming for economic opportunity or they are coming because they are ISIS operatives and they are infiltrating Europe and seeing a way to get into Europe and cause problems.
You know, a lot of people, when they're on the show here and we're talking about what's going on in the Middle East, they don't really have a picture of what the Middle East is all about. I mean, we kind of get the picture at times that Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, the Saudis, that they're all part of one big family. And, they're all basically, Muslim families that just broke off into different countries. Give us a makeup or an overview. Why are there so many, quote-unquote, different Muslim countries or factions?
Well, I mean, in my book, in my first book, because they hate when I talk about the Middle East and I say the Middle East is tribes with flags. Basically, you can identify every country by one man or a one-man regime or a king. So they are tribes who were divided. They got their independence, after the British and the United Nations divided the area. And everybody basically is loyal to their clans. But what bonds them all together is basically once they say Allahu Akbar, the Islamic nation or the Islamic Ummah comes together against the infidels. So it doesn't matter how much they bicker with with each other inside the Middle East. You've got the Shiites versus the Sunnis, and the Sunnis versus the Shiites, and sometimes they got upset with the Druze, with even a sect of Islam, you know. But at the end of the day, they all come together to fight the infidels, whether Jews or Christians or anybody who's a non-Muslim. And what we are seeing right now is the Islamic Ummah, or the Islamic nation, that worldwide is now coming together because they are excited about the creation of the caliphate. They are excited about the return of Islamic pride, and they are excited to see Islam getting its rightful place in Muslim nations, because they see Muslims or Western leaders in the West cowering to Islamic demands, regardless whether these Islamic demands are in Europe or in the United States or in Australia. They see the West basically bending over and accommodating their demands, and so they feel empowered. They feel their hatred to the West is being fueled right now by their resentment towards the West, towards America, and what's happening in the Middle East, and they're organizing, and it's something that the whole world should be concerned about.
Yeah, I so much agree with you, and when you start pulling these all together, people just don't understand the makeup of what's going on, the differences in the peoples, or the similarities in the peoples. And when you talk about the refugees coming here, they think they're all coming here from one place. Now, we're going to talk about this in a later segment, but I know, and I believe you know, that you've got ISIS coming in with those refugees. We already know this to be truth, but I think people don't realize, again, what the makeups of the different countries and the different groups are. We hear about the Muslim Brotherhood. We hear about Al-Qaeda. We hear about ISIS. You know,
right.
We're hearing about all these different groups. Are they actually part of one, or are they fighting each other for control?
Well, they are fighting each other, but they all agree on the same ideology. So they may be bickering with each other over title, over power, over stature, over world recognition, over taking credit for terrorist attacks, the my tank is bigger than yours type attitude. It's that male chauvinistic type thing. But they all share the same ideology, and they all share the idea of establishing an Islamic state, because Islam is supreme to all other religion in their mind, that Muslims are superior to all other non-Muslims throughout the world, and that the whole world should submit to Islam. So they believe that, whether they are Iranians in Iran, Bridget, because the Iranians are Shiite, or ISIS in Syria.
We got to go for a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Bridget Gabriel joins me for a new book, They Must Be Stopped. You got to read this book. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, you missed a healthcare deadline, you don't have any kind of healthcare, don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. If you head over to the website also, give me your email address. I'd love it. We're live on Facebook right now, so if you really want to see my ugly mug, you can go for it. Although I don't understand you people. You get upset when I don't turn the cameras on. You do know it's radio, right? Radio was made for faces like mine, and I just don't get why you guys really need to have that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My guest is Bridget Gabriel. She's joining me tonight. She's the president of ActForAmerica.org. She's also written another book called They Must Be Stopped. Now, Bridget, tell us a little bit about Act for America. I'm curious about that.
Well, I started Act for America after September 11th because I wanted to educate millions of uninformed Americans about the threat of radical Islam. And I would travel and I would speak, Joe, and when I would give lectures and I would speak to people as small as, you know, eight people meeting at Frankie's Ribs at 7 a.m. in the morning in the snow, you know, or sometimes I would speak in some of these mega churches or conference centers to 10,000 people. And one question always kept coming up. Now that I'm educated, what can I do? Give me something to do. And I realized quickly that while education is important, education by itself is not sufficient. Education must be coupled with action. And that's when I launched Act for America, our 501c4, where we were able to network the organization, to network people nationwide and divide them into chapters, people who are concerned about national security who want to do something. Right now, Act for America is the largest national security grassroots organization in the country with 300,000 members and over 1,000 chapters nationwide with a full-time lobbyist from Capitol Hill. We are the NRA of national security. And over the last 6 years, Act for America has passed 43 bills in 22 states, all about national security. So that's what we are all about. I encourage people who love this country, who are frustrated about the status quo, who care about national security and in securing America, go to our website, actforamerica.org, and join us. Sign up to get our emails. Join a chapter near you. We named the organization Act for America. America, not think about America, not wish for America, not hope for America, not pray for America. You can do all the above, but without taking action, nothing happens. Go to actforamerica.org and join us today.
Oh, you know what? You and I are very much alike. I always tell people, you know, get off the couch, stop drooling on yourself, and do something. Go to the local, go to one of your local, whatever side of the aisle you're on, go and help your person get elected. Make phone calls to them. You don't have any money? You know, phone calls are cheap. If you get one of those unlimited plans, go down there, lick stamps, put them on an envelope. There's something you can do to help your person get elected. And if they don't do what you sent them there to do, then there's something you can do to help your person get unelected. It's really that simple.
Right. And you know what? And we make it very easy for them. We notify people about bills coming down for a vote so they can call their elected official and say, I want you to either vote for it or vote against it. At least they have a chance. How many people do you know, Joe, or I know, people who say, I cannot believe they passed that bill. What are they, idiots? You know, and I tell people, how would you like to know before the bill is voted on so you can call your elected official and tell him or her to either vote for it or against it? And so this is how we started. And here's a very important tip. Now, I want all of you listeners to pay real close attention. I'm going to give you a very important tip. People tell me all the time, Brigitte, what is my voice going to count? My congressman needs to hear from 40,000 people before they even do anything. Wrong. I talk to elected officials all the time, and I tell them, how many people do you need to hear from about an issue to make it your top priority? And you will be shocked. On a congressional level, senator or congressman, all they need to hear from is 40 to 50 people on one issue. And here's the science behind the numbers. They believe that if somebody makes a phone call or writes an email, one person represents 1,000 voters. And they believe that because they believe if someone writes an email or makes a phone call, he or she are representing 1,000 couch potatoes who feel the same way, yet they are too lazy to make a phone call or write a letter, yet they vote on election day, and that translates to 40 to 50,000 voters on election day. So, I'm sure we have more than 40 people listening to this broadcast right now.
I hope so.
Go to our website, actforamerica.org. Turn your frustration and your energy and turn it into something positive, where together we can make a difference for our country. This is the most amazing thing about America, Joe, is no matter how much we passionately can disagree with each other, at least we disagree respectfully, and we as American citizens have the tool to change our government and impact our future. This is a government made by the people, for the people. We the people can make a difference. If I can immigrate to this country 30 years ago and start Act for America out of my guest bedroom, basically it was a suite 201, which meant second floor, first door on the right. And that's how I started the organization.
I like that.
And look at us now. So go to actforamerica.org and get involved.
You're the American dream. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have done that from other countries or even from within, you know, the country. So anyway, hey, you and I were talking a little bit, and we'll get to this other stuff, I promise, but you and I were talking a little bit earlier. My family is a family of immigrants. They came here for a better life. I was telling you that during the summertime, they have these feasts that coincide with the feast in Italy. I saw American flags. These were Italian feasts. I saw American flags waved all over the place. I wasn't robbed of my quote-unquote Italian heritage, but I learned why they came here, why they were so in love with America, and why they placed everything on the line to come here. You know, and you did this, basically you did the same thing. You have people that come over here that want a better life. And I'm just going to ask you flat out, because all we ever hear about is all Muslims are bad. I don't buy that. I buy that there are people that come here of the Muslim faith that love this country and don't want to do harm to it. Do you think that's true?
That is true. There are Muslims who don't want to have a thing to do with the Middle East. That's why they left it behind and they came here. Now, they enjoy the culture. They enjoy the food and the music and the belly dancing, which I enjoy as well. That is my culture. I mean, in my home, every 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Joe, when I am home, I make a cup of Turkish coffee and I sit down with my little Turkish coffee from my mother's cup and I sip coffee and I listen to Arabic belly dancing music. This is what makes America great. We don't have to leave our cultures behind. But we come here because we want to be Americans. We want to be a part of the fabric of this great nation. If our countries were here. We love the food. We love the weather. We love the big pine trees, you know, the canopy pine trees. Right. It reminds me of home, you know. But we do not want the corruption. We want better opportunity. We want better life. We want a better system of democracy. We don't want to have to worry or have to pay bribery or bakshish to get something done in the government. America is the greatest nation on earth, and that's why we flock here. Now, we have people coming to this country, Joe, right now, who are different than you and me and your grandparents and first generations like me who came here who want to be Americans. Right now, we have a breed of people who are breaking the law to get into the country, who wish to do us harm, and who have no intention of assimilating but changing our culture. Those people we do not want in this country. But those who want to come like us because they love America, they appreciate America, they recognize the goodness in America, God bless them. We want more of them. But that's what made America great in the first place.
I just want to make sure people understand that when you come on, somebody like you comes on, passionate about what you believe or what have you, you're not negative towards every, you know, Muslim on the face of the planet. And that's what they try to do.
We've allowed
the left, though, to take that narrative and make it sound like anybody who speaks out at all hates everyone. And it doesn't work that way, and it's not true.
Absolutely not true. Listen, Act for America, we're having our national conference in Washington, D.C., September 6th and 7th. One of our keynote speakers is Rahil Raza, a moderate Muslim who's Pakistani, who's a practicing Muslim. And she's going to be speaking. You know, she did the video on the Internet, you know, by the numbers. Now, here's a moderate Muslim who came here who just wants to practice the spiritual side of her Islam. You know, she loves praying to God, which is a wonderful thing. I mean, God bless her if she wants to pray to God. You know, to be a good person, she believes all people are created equal. She loves our democracy. She believes women are equal to men. These are the type of immigrants we want. She's a businesswoman. She works. She speaks. She lectures. She travels. She's not somebody who's locked up in a corner walking bare feet, making babies without any education, you know, and just praying, wanting to overthrow our country. She's not like that. So we give voice to people who are like that because we want to empower them. We want them to reach other people. We want their message to appeal to other people. That's why we have people like her at our national conference speaking.
That's just great. Hey, so I'm getting some questions, and some of them are kind of grouped around Muslim communities that are coming up here in this country. I'm going to hit that on the other side of the break with you. Should they be concerned? What should they be looking for? Or is it just like the old days in some cases where you had Italian neighborhoods, Irish neighborhoods, that kind of thing? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot coming on. Bridget Gabriel joins me again after the break.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can find the stations, the times, where it's playing. Look, if you're listening, and again, let me say it one more time. There won't be one more time. I'll say it every night. If you're listening to the show on your little smartphone and you're pumping that through the car radio, well, good for you. I'm glad you're able to do that. But find out what radio station is around you. Call them. Say, hey, you got to take the show. I'm telling you got to take the show. If they won't do it, give me the name of the station and the program director. Send me a message, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'll get a hold of them, and I'll be a little nudge, and I'll make sure that he listens to me. KQTY took us on this weekend, so we're now on KQTY in Texas, and I want to thank all the listeners down there for calling. See what I mean? You call, you get the program director moving, and you'll get the show on there. So anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Bridget Gabriel joins me. She's the president of ActForAmerica.org, her latest book, They Must Be Stopped. You got to pick up a copy of that book. We're having a great conversation around, you know, not just radical Islam, but the culture, what it's all about. You know, and what it's going to take to stop them then. And Bridget, thanks again for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
All right. So let's talk about, you know, I was telling you during the break that I got some questions, both by email and in the chat room, about the Somalian refugees that are already here and setting up little communities. And I think I told you, you know, when I grew up as a kid, we had our communities. You know, you had the Italian community, the Irish community, the German communities. I, from what I'm reading and understanding, these aren't quite the same as those. Give me your take on it.
Well, you know, I doubt that any Italian community or an Irish community or any community that was set up when they first came to this country has exported 42 terrorists out of it who are now fighting in the Middle East. That's exactly what the Somali community out of Minneapolis, St. Paul alone have exported to the Middle East. 42 Somalis out of the Minnesota, Minneapolis area are now fighting overseas with the radical Islamists.
Wow.
The first American suicide bomber was a Somali refugee resettled in Minneapolis who died overseas fighting with radical Islam. That's the difference, Joe, and that's a huge difference. And this is why we are concerned about the more refugees that Obama wants to bring into the United States. And as I mentioned to you earlier during the break, you know, the left pro bring, you know, more Syrian refugees into America, the bleeding heart liberals are gearing up for a massive rally in Washington, D.C. on August 28th, which is the warm-up act to pressure Congress to start preparing the way for Obama to bring up to 200,000 refugees in 1 year starting this October. Now, why are we concerned about bringing more refugees? Because the refugees that we already have in America that they brought in the last year, we are already seeing what they are doing in America, the same signs that they're doing in Europe. Cases of rape and sexual assault in the refugee communities where these refugees are settled. And listen to how many states, Joe, we have cases already reported, registered, rape and sexual assault in Massachusetts, Idaho, Virginia, Utah, California, North Dakota, and Minnesota. And all have one common theme. The perpetrators were at refugee status, and they were all Muslims. This is the pattern of disrespect Muslim immigrants display towards our women, children, and our Western values. But it doesn't stop there. Refugee cities have also become hubs for foreign illnesses that were once eradicated in America. For example, cases of highly infectious bacterial diseases, Joe, like active tuberculosis. You know, we have almost eradicated tuberculosis in America. Now mushrooming nationwide. In Colorado alone, they have 16 cases. Ohio, 11 cases. Vermont, 35 cases. Wisconsin, 117 cases. Florida, 11.
Wow.
Idaho, 7. Indiana, 4. Kentucky, 9. North Dakota, 4. And by the way, a lot of these cases are drug-resistant tuberculosis, which means that it cost us, the taxpayers, up to $150,000 per patient, and it takes 6 to 8 months to be treated. And notice, Joe, I'm not even talking terrorism. I'm just talking the cultural virus that they are bringing with them in their attitude, in their values, and also in the diseases that are bringing with them to America.
Okay.
Do we really need that?
So I'm going to say to you, I'm going to just ask you flat out, is this administration just Muslim loving? Are they afraid of the Muslims? Because look, I got to tell you, in California, your kid, we just had a major blowout here in the state over mandatory vaccinations for your children. Your kids cannot go to school without certain vaccinations. And a lot of kids were not let back in school recently because they didn't have them. Here we have refugees coming into the country, no check. No understanding as to, you know, what they've been vaccinated. And I would imagine a lot of these countries have absolutely no vaccinations whatsoever.
Right.
I would say double standard.
You know what is so frustrating? It is not only dangerous, but I'm a legal immigrant. Your parents were legal immigrants here. When I came to America, I had to pay for all the medical testing I had to go through. And I came to America in 1989. So in 1989 and 1990, I had to pay for all my medical exams father out of my own pocket, plus pay my attorneys, plus I had to study a 2-inch thick book from the Daughters of the American Revolution and have to pass a written exam and an oral exam about America's history and Constitution. By the time I became an American, Joe, I knew more about America and its history than my American-born husband.
I'm sure.
So how do you think people like me feel when I see these refugees coming in here? No testing, no vetting, no nothing, and then the government gives them everything that they want, but paid for by our tax dollars, by the way.
Well, and I know this is just a far left turn. While we watch our veterans die, while we watch our veterans not able to get into hospitals, it is one of those that'll just send me through the roof. So I'm not gonna harp on it for a long time. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah, but this is why, you know, the American public need to get involved. You know, the problem is a lot of people feel frustrated, but they do not know what to do. Well, we tell them what to do. For example, Act for America started Refugee Resettlement Working Group. So we started groups nationwide whose sole focus is the refugee issue. That's their hot buttons. So we have conference calls with members of Congress about the bills we're presenting in Congress. We now are sending to them the list of all the cities where these federal contractors who are resettling the refugees, 190 cities across America.
Wow.
Because wherever they have an office, they resettle the refugees within 100-mile radius. So for those who are listening right now, no matter what state you are in, if you are interested in becoming involved and making a difference in your community and stopping this nonsense from coming to your community, join us. Go to actoramerica.org and sign to join our Refugee Resettlement Working Group so we can get you involved and plugged in into your own community so you can make a difference there.
You know, I'm concerned because we take sanctuary cities, you know, a lot of the liberals will take these sanctuary cities and think they're fine, they're okay, they're a great place to be. And what's going to stop us from having these little Sharia cities, these little Sharia complex cities? I mean, I see them as one and the same to a degree.
Well, you know, Joe, I mean, they are already introducing Sharia law here in America. We have documented 143 cases where Sharia law was used instead of the Constitution of the United States. And it is nationwide. By the way, the first Sharia court was established in Texas back before September 11th in the 90s. Texas led the country in the introduction of Sharia courts in America. So people do not know that. Now, we, Act for America, introduced a law called American Laws for American Courts, ALAC. And this legislation says that no foreign law that is not compatible with the Constitution of the United States should be allowed to be used in any American courtroom. And I'm proud to tell you that we already passed it in 12 states, and we are introducing it this legislative session this coming year in another 6 states. This is the type of things that people who are informed and aware of what's happening around them can get involved to stop this nonsense. Listen, again, we welcome people coming into our country. It doesn't matter what your religion, it doesn't matter what your background, it doesn't matter whether you're white, black, you know, red, yellow, Hispanic, Chinese, Japanese, it doesn't matter. As long as you come to America and respect our way of life, respect our laws, and respect our Constitution.
Well, you know what? I'm done. I couldn't have said any better than that myself. It's so true. If you come here for a better life, you know, it wouldn't hurt you to assimilate a little bit. And you don't have to lose your culture, like you said earlier. I did not lose my Italian heritage when my grandparents became Americans.
That's right. That's right. And listen, as passionate as I am about America's national security, and for those people who hear me, who watch me on television, who have ever heard anything about me, they know that when it comes to loving this country, I am on fire to protect this country.
Yep.
But
yes,
that did not stop me from enjoying my culture, my Middle Eastern culture. Let me tell you, both my daughter's weddings had belly dancers. I belly dance. I cook Middle Eastern food in my home. I still sit and roll grape leaves for 3 hours. You know, I make the baklava. I make the family atmosphere is still Middle Eastern, and I love my culture and I love my heritage. But you know what? I am an American, and I took the best out of what I left behind, and I combined it with the best of America, and that's the type of culture that made America the greatest nation on the face of the planet, and that's how we intend to keep it.
Bridget, you got about 15 seconds. Tell people how they can read your writings, find out more about you, where you're going to be speaking, that kind of thing.
People can go to our website, actforamerica.org, A-C-T-F-O-R. and join us. And if you can make it, attend our national conference in Washington, D.C., September 6th and 7th. More information on our website, actforamerica.org. Start acting today. Make a difference in your community. And join us. We are a great bunch of people. Very happy people who love this country.
All right.
Join us.
We're up against it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, we got confirmation that Hillary sold weapons to ISIS. Really? Don't go far. We'll be right back.